Well, while controversy swirls about Australia's slow vaccine rollout, particularly among the most vulnerable in aged and disability care, one place that's having no problem getting people immunised is China. The government's figures say 660 million doses have been administered at a rate of more than 20 million shots per day. Now, a vaccine by China's second major vaccine developer, Sinovac, has been given WHO approval for emergency use in a move likely to dramatically bolster flagging global vaccine supplies. Bill Birtles reports.
China's vaccine rollout feels like a race. Companies and government work units have been mobilised to register employees for vaccines. Neighbourhood committees are signing up residents to get the shot. And it's being fuelled by two massive companies, state drug maker Sinopharm and the state-backed private company Sinovac. Now, vaccines from both have been approved by the World Health Organization for emergency use. Meng Wei Ning is the vice president of Sinovac in Beijing.
Currently, we already covered a huge population in the world, I think more than 40 countries. And then we will collaborate with UNICEF, with COVAX, to supply our COVID vaccine.
The COVAX scheme aims to create a global supply of different vaccines for poorer countries or those that can't get sufficient supply. Five other vaccines from companies such as AstraZeneca and Pfizer were earlier approved for use. But it's the incredible production capacity of China that makes the approval of Sinopharm and now Sinovac so important. Meng Wei Ning says his company has the capacity to pump out 2 billion doses.
The last day of May or first day of June, we supplied more than 36 million to the customers, including China and also outside of China.
The Sinovac vaccine has been questioned over its efficacy rates, with one clinical trial in Brazil showing it was just 51% effective at preventing symptomatic illness. Meng Wei Ning says that trial was an exception.
During that period, actually in Brazil, variant strain already circulated in the population. And also the study is conducted in a very high-risk population, which are healthcare workers.
He says trials in other countries showed the vaccine was more effective. The WHO, in its approval, has gone with the 51% figure, but it says the company's vaccine is 100% effective at preventing serious illness or hospitalisation. Dr. Lara Herrero, a scientist with Griffith University, says the Chinese vaccine technology is older, but has advantages.
They can be mass produced at a tremendous rate because technologically speaking, they're easier to do. On top of that, these two inactivated vaccines just need to be kept at 4 degrees, right? In fact, they could probably be kept higher. But at the end of the day, 4 degrees, chuck them in an esky, you know, walk them around. It's a lot easier than having to keep them at minus 70 degrees in extensive cold chain.
China's vaccines going global won't make much difference to Australia because they're not part of the rollout here. But they're already being deployed in countries nearby, such as in Bali in Indonesia, a place many Australians will want to return to once the pandemic's under control. This is Bill Birtles reporting for PM.